Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Saturday's victory over Everton. It was a controversial one towards the end as Everton boss Frank Lampard said his three-year-old daughter would have known his side should have had a penalty for handball in their defeat to Man City. A loose ball hit Rodri's outstretched arm in the box in the closing stages. Referee Paul Tierney did not give a penalty and the video assistant did not think it was an obvious error. Lampard told BBC Sport, "There's not a person who watches that can't say that's a penalty. Something has to be done about that." In the wake of the game, the only goal of the game came through Phil Foden. He tapped in late on to restore the City's six-point lead at the top of the Premier League table. But as I say, the game was marred by that incident of the penalty. City had an off night really overall. So it's the Premier League to Pep Guardiola. Second half was much better. We deserved the win and the 3 points. Goodison Park has always been so difficult. When a striker go with Rodri and they defend really well, it is always difficult. You have to find the situations and the second half was much better. We moved the ball a bit quicker. We attacked quicker. The second half, they're a bit more tired. We are solid behind and we don't concede much. On the Everton penalty, he said, "I didn't see it. Only the referee admitted offside. I think the action was offside first, but I didn't see VAR review because they suspect there was a handball. But in the end, it was not," he said. So quite a pragmatic approach from Guardiola. Lots of fury at full time for Everton fans, but just pure delight for City and Phil Foden and John Stones. I believe City will have to take maximum points in the remaining games now to see our title challengers Liverpool. It was quite apparent how tough the campaign is going to be with performances against Everton like that, digging in for the rest of the game. And for now, it is all about that title race. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.